Hello, my name is Marie Bilodeau, and you are listening to On the Edge. I'm pleased to welcome Adrian Bedford, author of Time Machines Repaired While You Wait, which recently won the 2009 Aurealis Award for Best Australian Science Fiction Novel. How are you, Adrian?
I'm really good, thanks. How's yourself?
I'm great, thank you. So how did you react when you first heard that you'd made the final cut? It wasn't the first time, was it?
No, I've made the shortlist for each of the four books, but this is the second time I've won.
Wow, that's quite an honor, eh?
Yeah, people tell me it's quite a big thing.
Do you believe them?
Well, I don't know what to think, really. you don't like to get all sort of cocky and full of yourself.
Well, it's good to be. It's good to be modest. Good for you.
Well, also, as soon as you start getting all cocky and full of yourself, then bad things start happening.
That's true. Good point. Smart event. So, tell us a little bit about the event ceremonies, like. A little bit about the ceremonies and also about leading to you learning that you had won the award. I've never been to one of those. I'm curious.
Well, we hadn't really been to one either. We went to the Hugos once in 2004, and this was kind of like that, only on a smaller, more intimate scale. They had booked out a theatre in a contemporary art centre in Brisbane.
Ooh.
And they had some very impressive audio-visual stuff going on. And it was all very, very swish.
Oh, was it nice?
Oh, yeah, it was. All the ladies dressed up in lovely frocks and the men dressed up in, well, they dressed up as much as you know, it was all kind of, as I say, very nice.
I can imagine. Did you wear a nice tuxedo?
No, I didn't wear a tuxedo. Brisbane that weekend was stinking hot and sticky. It was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
It was all we could do just to you know, keep reasonably sort of normal.
That's fair.
It was just dreadful, like 100% humidity or something dreadful like that.
Ooh. But at least you had something to celebrate, so I guess it made it worthwhile, eh?
Oh, yeah.
So one of the things that the award judges were looking for was originality and character development. That was a little bit different. What do you think in your perhaps least modest of moments, and we won't ask you to be too unmodest, would be the thing that might have pushed Time Machines Repaired While You Wait just a little bit above the other contenders?
Well, for a start, it was set here in Perth. You had a you know, strong Australian kind of theme running through it. And that's one of the things they said they were looking for. As for originality, well, there was the idea that whenever I've read a time travel story, there's always ever only one time machine. And I suppose one of the key ideas I had for this story was that everybody should have a time machine, that they'd be as popular as iPods and DVD players and cars and stuff. And that opened up all kinds of things. It made for the possibility of making sort of time machines and time travel just kind of, well, banal and totally unglamorous. And with people sort of using a time machine to go back in time a couple of hours to remember to video something and to remember to wash the dishes or whatever. These totally unglamorous things to do with a time machine.
I like it. I can definitely see from the other contenders too. Yours was one of the only standalones, right?
Well, that's right. I think most of the others were all parts episodes in the series.
Interesting.
I think there was another one.
Well, good for you. I'm really happy to hear that myself, that you won. Now, what was your first reaction when they said, you know, that yours was the winning book?
I think that was the second last award of the night, and I'd been getting more and more tense through the course of the evening as we went through all the other awards. And by the time we got to my category, I was so tense, I was hardly even listening anymore. And I wasn't really fully aware that I'd won until I heard Michelle next to me go, like that. And she grabbed my arm, and I went, ah! And then I sort of looked up, and there it was on the screen, and I went, uh-oh. And then it was time to sort of get up and sort of try and walk the... It was about across that stage, I tell you. And I had very, very wobbly, shaky legs. I didn't think they'd get me there. It was one of those things where the further you go, the further it seems that you have to go. Well, I eventually got to the podium, and this nice lady handed me a shiny award. And shiny, very shiny. And then I had to say something, and I was just petrified that I was going to thank everybody except Michelle. So I made absolutely sure to thank her first, because it's true that, well, she lets me stay home and work full time, and while she goes out and does a proper job, and she does absolute wonders around. She's just a wonder in my life, and I couldn't do anything without her. But it was only appropriate that I thank her first. So that sorted out. Then I could sort of go, okay, well, who's next? Yes, Brian. Yes, I thank Brian, and I seem to recall providing a sort of sketch of what Brian looked like.
I wonder what that would have been.
Well, nobody there knows what he looks like. Just like I never knew what he looked like at one point. And then eventually I stopped talking and people clapped and there was blinding lights everywhere from all these theatre lights and then I sort of tottered back to my seat and sat down and going, oh my god!
That's a good story. I'm impressed that you remember so much of the picking up of the award. Some people sometimes just kind of black out when those moments. For all of us that weren't at the Aurealis Awards, which are many of us, which drink would you recommend that readers toast your victory with?
The drink question again.
Of course. we'll get into that someday, Adrian, someday.
You should probably drink champagne.
Oh, I like that. I'll toast your book tonight. Now, you've also been nominated for the Philip K. Dick Award, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
When are they announcing the winner for that?
That is going to be on April the 10th. Well, that's an award that's been won by some of my very favourite authors of all time. So when I found out I was actually on that shortlist, quite a big thing.
Yeah, I can imagine that's a big honour. And just winning the Aurealis Award as well is an excellent honour. I'm so proud of you, Adrian. And I can't wait to hear on the Philip K. Dick Awards. I will be listening intently, should there be a live feed, which there should be.
For the Aurealis Awards, they had a Twitter feed. In previous years when I've been sort of on the night, when we haven't obviously been there, I sort of sit by the computer refreshing the Aurealis Awards homepage for hours and hours waiting for someone to post the results. But of course, nobody posts the results because they're all at a party. This year, they decided that was no good anymore, so they decided it would be best to have, a Twitter feed. So they had someone, I think one of the organisers was backstage, and then as various awards were announced, they just posted it on Twitter, and anyone tuned into the Twitter feed would get the results immediately. It was a good idea. I mean, I found that my mum and dad here in Perth were following the Twitter feed. And that was kind of...
That's how much you mean to them.
On Twitter. Oh, my God. Well, just my mum and dad, they love the computer and everything. But I never thought they'd try Twitter. I understand there's a lot of...
Yeah, I'm going to have to check out what exactly tweeting is about, but it's good to know that perhaps the Philip K. Dick Awards will also adopt something like that.
Well, we can only hope because we can't afford to go to Seattle, so I'll be here on the night of April the 10th or 11th, whenever it is.
That's true, eh? That's not next door to you, and I'm sure you'll be anxious to find out, but at least you won't have to walk across a 3-kilometer stage. That's a plus.
Terrified walking.
thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was just going to thank you for being here and for sharing your award-winning experience with us.
You're more than welcome.
Well, I'll let you get back to your grueling heat and humidity. All right, Adrian, thank you so much, and best of luck for the Philip K. Dick Awards.